This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, buddies, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Former Cowboys set to join us. Segments brought to you by Window Nation. Go to windownation.com/cowboys. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And it's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels and get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com. Yeah, story today in the NFL. Former Cowboys players discussing the distractions at the Star, including the Star Tours. Dorrance Armstrong saying, he's smiling as he enters the building in Washington because he just has to work. Ben DiNucci, former Cowboys quarterback, tweeting, I'll never forget when I would work out Tuesday mornings and have people tapping on the weight room glass like I was supposed to do something cool on command. As Ben DiNucci joins us now here on your home of the Cowboys. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
What's up, guys? Nice to hear some familiar voices.
Man, it's great to hear from you. How are things going? What kind of an updates can you give us here before we get down to business on Ben DiNucci?
Oh, I'm good. Home base in Denver right now. I just got back from a workout Monday night with the Saints, so all's good here. Just living the life of being a free agent, going around doing some of these workouts, and continuing to work on True Brand. So all good over here.
Right on. Now, what else can you tell us about? Was that one incident? Did you feel like it was a consistent issue there at the Star with fans coming around while you're working?
I might have had a little bit of a different view on it. So my rookie year was 2020 when COVID. They didn't do it that year, but 2021 and 2022 they kind of ramped back up again. I didn't have many instances with it. I remember the few times specifically where I was working out and I was doing squats, and our squats were kind of right in front of a two-way window or a two-way door there, and people were always kind of on the outside tapping in. I just thought, oh, this is kind of interesting. I didn't know any better at the time. The Cowboys were the only team that I had been to, and I was in my second year, so I kind of just thought that's, you know, how it must be. But looking back on it now, no, it's definitely funny. I didn't really think anything of it then, but it wasn't a distraction for me. I wasn't necessarily playing, so I can't speak for other guys, but I just always thought it was more so funny than a distraction.
So you don't think you're actually throwing on more weight? You have some onlookers all of a sudden. Now you're squatting a little bit more that day all of a sudden.
No, I think if anything, it might have freaked me out a little bit. Like, oh, these okay. Guys are probably thinking I'm weak. I'm probably, why the heck is this dude in the weight room on a Tuesday by himself? So
what was your squat max in your heyday?
Oh man, I don't know. We QBs, it's a little different. They never made us do anything max. I don't know. Maybe 315 was the most I ever put on a bar.
Ben DiNucci just being modest here in the G-Bag Nation. Okay, I do want to get that perspective though, because it seems like this is all former players, even though Dante Fowler has said that this is cap. He didn't say that in the article. But now that you've been able to go to Denver, you spent a little time in Buffalo, you're doing workouts now at other facilities. I mean, looking back at your time with the Cowboys, is this something that's just like bizarre compared to other organizations?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen anything like it in the few years that I've been out of Dallas. Look, I get it. There's a business side to everything, and Jerry's done an unbelievable job of building the Cowboys brand, so I understand that part of it. But the thing that was kind of ironic about being in Dallas was, you know, it seemed like at least once a week we had a team meeting or something about, hey, limit the distractions, limit the outside noise, keep everything in house, blah, blah, blah. And then you'd walk out of the meeting room and there'd be someone leading a tour of, you know, 20 people through the cafeteria or whatever. And it was just kind of like, huh, interesting. So, yeah, it's always, it's kind of funny to look back on now.
Hey, Ben, I wanted to ask you a question, and you do a good job of kind of keeping an eye on things going around the league and stuff like that. I wonder, did you hear what Troy Aikman said about the Cowboys wide receivers and about the route running? And I don't want to put you on the spot, but maybe as a player, if somebody from the outside, if a former player was that critical, was it something that would bother you guys, or would you ever kind of say, damn, he's right about that?
Well, to answer the first part of the question, yeah, I saw the quote. I think it was last week or a few days ago, something like that. It's hard for me to answer that. I mean, I watch the games. I don't watch all of them. I don't necessarily pay attention 100% like I used to. I've kind of phased out of watching the NFL a little bit. But I will say it's hard to tell from TV. The view from watching on your couch is a little bit different than watching from the sidelines or in a press box. So Troy's probably got a pretty unique perspective on what he's seeing on game days. I think some of it probably has some merit to it. I think the other part is that, Aikman was very successful with the Cowboys, wants to see them win. And I think a lot of people are probably just a little bit angry and frustrated with how the Cowboys season has gone. So I think there's probably a little bit of merit to a little bit of that. At the same time, he's got a job to do too. All these guys in media have a job to do. So there's probably a little bit of both coming into play there.
Yeah. And I was going to ask you too, because you understand like when work with Mike McCarthy and stuff like that, but you know, now the owners come out and talked about scheme and design and stuff like that. How do you feel about when, like, your general manager or somebody like that comes out and starts questioning, you know, the schemes? And do you have an opinion on the schemes that they run in Dallas?
That's probably not my place to have an opinion on that. But I'll just say from my experience of being in Dallas, Jerry was around maybe once a week, so I'm not entirely sure how much he knows of exactly what's going on in the meeting rooms and in the game plans and stuff like that. I'm sure he's probably just watching it on Sundays like everybody else is and commenting on what he sees. So that's my two cents on that. Coach McCarthy has an unbelievable track record with quarterbacks, offenses, and I think just where he's been and what he's done speaks for itself. So, I mean, the NFL is hard. It's not easy to win. I think people get caught up in wanting to be perfect every single week and wanting to put up a bunch of points and do all this and do all that. I mean, if it was easy, everyone would be doing it. So, and the Cowboys have a really hard schedule. They played really well last year, so the schedule this year was going to be tough. Injuries are an unfortunate part of the NFL, and the Cowboys have dealt with that a little bit the last few weeks, and so it seems like a lot of stuff has gone wrong all at the same time. So, yeah, I'm not going to question the play calling or any of that. McCarthy was from my time there was on point with everything. We felt like we were prepared and ready to go into battle every Sunday with what he was trying to get us to do. So that's my kind of take on it.
It's Ben DiNucci here with you on The Fan, the text.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Likes you, by the way. They say this is a good interview and we should have you back on to talk football more often, Ben. So we say, thank you for that. What do you think about Mike McCarthy being in the final year of his contract? It is rare that that happens. They say it's kind of a lame duck contract situation.
Yeah, I don't know much about that either, but I guess it's probably pretty comparable to when a rookie is in the last year of his contract or a guy's in kind of a contract year. I think most of the time they try to get that done a year earlier, a year too early. I don't know. There's been talk for years about, you know, is McCarthy the right guy, blah, blah, blah. At the end of the day, the regular season, you know, I think speaks for itself. What's it been, 3 years of 10 or more wins? So
three straight 12 wins.
12 wins, yeah.
Yeah, whatever it's been, 12 wins, right? I mean, that's hard to do. There's only one team that is going to come away happy at the end of every year. There's one team that wins the Super Bowl. All 31 are going to feel like crap. So it's easy to sit behind your phones and sit on the couch and criticize what these guys are doing on Sundays, but I think Coach McCarthy has done a good job. I think he's dealing with a lot of stuff that might not be in his control, injuries and stuff of that nature. So I would say just hang tight, Cowboys Nation, with him right now. He's done a good job of weathering the ship the last few years, and I think he'll continue to do so.
Seems like True Brand just keeps blowing up more all the time.
Yeah, that's a nice little transition from what we were just talking about. Business has been booming. People think it's interesting to see people kind of respond and you know, chime in on different stuff on Twitter. People will act like I want to see the Cowboys lose. At the end of the day, like, no, man, I want the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl. The Cowboys play well. It's good for business. It's good for everybody. So, yeah. The brand's doing good. It's been really fun to kind of shift my focus a little bit for the past, you know, however long it's been, 10 or 15 years. It's been sports, football, football, football. So to kind of step back for a little bit, take a little breather and, you know, try to figure out what comes next after football has been refreshing. It's been fun, and it's been enjoyable to kind of make my brain work a different way than football has the last few years. So it's I'm enjoying the kind of phase of life that I'm in right now.
Now, where'd you get the business savvy? Did Jerry sprinkle a little on you, or did you have it from somewhere else?
No. So growing up, my dad had and still owns a promotional products business up in Indiana, Pennsylvania. So I've been around it since I've been young. I always kind of knew I was going to get into business one way or another, didn't really know how or didn't know when. It's just kind of ironic that, you know, as soon as I graduate college, an opportunity has presented itself to me, and it kind of feels like I struck gold in more ways than one. So it's been really good. It's been fun. I kind of feel like I've got a business master's on the fly without necessarily having to go back to school and take classes and do all that stuff. So it's been fun to build a brand. Sang, my business partner, and I have a really good relationship. He spearheads everything from Dallas, and it's been good. Hopefully no slowing down anytime soon.
Yeah, I think our True Brand hats got lost in the mail or something. We'll be wrapping them for you right now, bro.
Well, let me check the tracking number. Send me the address again, and I'll make sure. I'll make sure they didn't get rerouted.
we'll get that happen for you. Okay, 214 wants to know, though, what's the best way to wash the True Brand hats?
People ask that. I don't. It's tough to say. I would say the best thing is probably just warm water and let it kind of air dry by itself. The ones that I've gotten dirty, I feel like that's kind of the best way that I've found gets the job done. I've tried a bunch. I mean, I've got probably 500 in my house. So I've done a million different trial and error ways to try to get those bad boys clean after a round of golf or something like that. Yeah. So yeah, I would just say warm water and let it air dry.
One of the last things I want to pick your brain on was just getting to work with Sean Payton there in Denver. I mean, now you've got Mike McCarthy, Sean Payton, two of the most successful offensive coaches over the last 20 years, really, both Super Bowl champions. Maybe, I don't know if there was big differences, but how was that experience in Denver?
No, it's been really cool for me. Both head coaches, along as playing with Dak, Russell Wilson, and Josh Allen, kind of three guys that I watched a lot growing up, kind of idolized, and have been great at the profession for a while. So that, along with the head coach, was really cool. Coach McCarthy, Coach Payton were two guys that were kind of always in the spotlight growing up, always kind of were the two guys. You were like, man, I feel like it'd be pretty cool to play for those guys, right? Now to be able to say that that I've done it with both of them has been really cool to see the similarities of what it takes to be successful in this league and have prolonged success. I mean, it's if you're around either of those guys for long enough, it's not hard to tell why they've been successful for so long. I mean, everything is just so regimented to a T. They know how to get the best out of their players. They know how to interact with guys. And I think both their track records just speak for themselves. So it's been awesome to play for both of those guys, get to know them a little bit, and kind of learn what makes them tick in the world of football.
Hey, Ben, my final question for you then. You know, the 49ers this week in that game are really banged up. Is it the players? I know when I was in scouting and stuff, we always paid attention who was playing and who wasn't playing. Do players do that? Like, if you're going into a game and somebody's really, really banged up, do you guys keep a focus on that of like, man, they're really missing these guys. This would be a great chance for us today. Or is it something that just go out and play?
No, I think there's a lot of that. So my first 2 years in Dallas, 2020 and 2021, my sole job on Friday mornings was to have a secondary report of the DBs and the safeties that we were going to be playing against on Sunday. And it was my job to kind of present it to Dak Friday mornings. Hey, this is who you're playing. This is their strengths. This is their weaknesses. You know, where'd they go to school? What round draft pick were they? Blah, blah, blah. And then find an interesting fact about them. So there's definitely a lot of that stuff that's going on during the week. The cat and mouse of, you know, going back and forth between injury reports and who practiced, who didn't practice. So I think a lot of that stuff makes sense when you're game planning, because if you got certain routes that you're trying to get, you know, or plays in for certain guys and you want it on this corner or that safety, whoever, and all of a sudden this guy's not playing, all of a sudden, hey, let's go run this on this guy now. So I think I think a decent amount of that is going on. That's why they have scouting departments and these personnel departments. Sure. to make sure everyone's kind of on the same page week to week.
Sounds good, Ben. Thank you so much for your time. Best of luck to you.
Of course, guys. Appreciate it.
Cheers. Ben DiNucci here in the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. yeah, that was fun, man. It was great to get his thoughts on stuff, get caught up with, you know, what's going on with him, and, you know, talk some ball there with the former Cowboys and Broncos quarterback. Interesting. He was just in a trial for the Saints, huh?
Yeah.
So he's getting a snip. Yeah. Probably still in good shape.
Yeah. It looks like Spence Rattler's going to get another start there for New Orleans as they still wait for Derek Carr.
Yeah.
All righty. Krusty's Corner Time. Brian, what are we doing?
Yeah, let's talk about this San Francisco 49er offense. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.